the DDF show. I'm your host, Brian Antak, with me, Miko Abarod, Papa Nut, and Jim Buenavista. Kamusta naman kayo dyan, mga tol?
I want to commit not alive.
Why?
I'm still high.
Why we want to commit? Why do you want to commit not alive, man? I mean, we all know 2020.
Life is getting hard, man. I mean, life is getting really hard, man. You know how it is.
You know, the new year dawns
the pressures
after
of everyday life, man.
I mean, the new year dawns after that very, very traumatic 2020 that we had. But you know, we should always hope for something better, you know. But
like, no, man, it's not gonna get better. It's gonna get worse. They raided the fucking U.S. Capitol yesterday, man.
The U.S. on Tuesday night nagiging fallout.
I know,
but we're not
nuclear war with China, bro.
But we're not living in the U.S., man. 2021 is just starting, man. Just shut the fuck up for a bit, man. Come on.
We're already chaotic enough. We bring the chaos to 2021.
Nah, man. Okay. I mean,
right.
Miko, what do you want to say?
Speaking of chaotic, I don't know how many of you Filipino weebs.
I'm a Filipino weeb.
But look,
Filipino and a weeb, I should be a Filipino weeb.
Huh. And I listen
Filipino
to Vocaloid.
Rock represent.
I listen to Vocaloid music. And
really? I listen to Vocaloid music too, man.
I've heard about the Vocaloid. First I've heard that's actually Miko
Hatsune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2011.
Yeah.
That day I thought they were actual artists. I'm like, holy shit, what? And then I realized, oh wait, no, they're the singers basically. So you have this one program singer for all the composers. So hell yeah, man.
Jesus Christ!
Just make music in your damn room.
Well, Jim, at least you'll now be able to pursue your dream to become a Japanese pop singer. Is that right?
I just want to be a jazz star. I'm sorry, guys. Okay. I just want to be a jazz.
You disappoint me, Jim. Well, anyway,
but
like
there is someone who is a Vocaloid.
Yeah. not a Vocaloid. You know, we don't have
Vocaloid star.
A good damn show. But yeah, to our viewers here at the DDF show, all of you know that we're very bad at introducing people. But yes, we do have one of our country's local Vocaloid artists for this episode. Her name is Dasu, and she performs the mounting new album that
someone
just came
decoded
out.
That yet? No. Wait. We were wondering what surprised Dasu. Can you give us a hint? Is it Cash? Yeah. It's Cash will be coded right now.
What?
Well, to our viewers who may not be familiar with Dasu, she is a local Vocaloid artist who has been in the industry since 2013. Besides her Vocaloid music, she also wrote her own. She actually, is still writing her own web novel.
And she has art commissions.
And she does art commissions. Very great art. We're going to do a little light promotion. Yeah, you can check her out now on Facebook or on Instagram, YouTube. Just search Dasu. Okay. Everything's there. Yeah, although personally, I would recommend that you guys read the web novel first, Stellar Paradigm, because a lot of the songs, especially the early ones, are based off of that story. Am I right to assume that, Dasu?
It is.
Really?
Yeah.
I see. Well, so... Jim, I think you would like to have. You would probably have a lot of questions about us over here, considering that you, out of all of us, have done most of the stalking. I mean,
before we actually start, before that, I would like gusto magtanong sa Dasu. How did you start the whole Dasu thing?
Okay.
Yeah, let's go with the generals. Yeah.
So, are you ready?
Sure.
Oh, boy. I am ready.
This is kind of long.
I'm trembling.
So, I wanted to tell you guys, like, I like drawing since I was, like, small. And then, I'm going to jump a bit. And then I learned how to make music because I met my best friend in high school. way back 2012. She introduced me to Vocaloid, and then I think my first music was the Miku Hatsune one, the fastest song, I think.
Fox's Wedding.
The only thing I know is the only song I know is Senbon Sakura. That's the only song I know. Yeah, that's nice.
And then I think I stopped for a bit after I graduated because it's time for college. I was high school that time, and then I went to college. I took IT at first. I realized I never really liked coding. So I switched, I shifted to multimedia arts because I enjoyed drawing. And then, I'm going to ramble for a bit because this is like...
Sure.
To give you guys a context of...
How we like it.
Okay, so I first started as a filmmaker because I really like doing films. So I made like 2 films in college.
What are those films?
Actually, they're silent films because I really don't like the idea of narrating something. I just want it to be purely visual, like to, you know, I don't know. That's what I want.
Does this explain why you like why you make so many Vocaloid music videos? Because I emphasize the visual aspect more, like visual the storytelling. And it just clicked in my mind that maybe that's the reason why she makes Vocaloid music videos. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of art involved in Vocaloid music videos, mostly. Very abstract.
So the entirety of my music career started way back in like 2013. You're right, you're correct. I don't know where you got that from, but...
I actually found a Wikipedia.
Oh, really?
The power of this this research technique. It's called stalking. Yeah, you know, it's a very advanced technique. Yeah.
I'm gonna be stalking real hard on this one.
What the?
Yeah. Well, 2013 was like my experimental. Years because I didn't really make songs to just put them out. I just made them because I want them to like to do them. And then I think second year of college I was that was 2016. I had like a Pentium laptop that I used for college.
Pentium
and then
laptop,
I
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. RIP, by the way. RIP. And then I made my first song, like a debut song there. I don't know if you guys know what the first actual song I did. But the title is...
Decay or something?
Oh, 2014-ish kind of. Well,
unfortunately, I've seen some people re-uploading that on YouTube. Yeah.
Must be big fans. They must have been big fans of your content before.
I guess.
But why did you decide? Why did you decide to hide your first song?
Because it's shit. I don't like it.
I mean, we all have that moment when we reached like improvements, and then we're looking at our first work, and it's like, "God damn, I don't like this at all."
Yeah.
I mean, we don't even like how we look like a few years ago.
Yeah, but it's really have you felt like kind of weirded out? Like some of your fans are re-uploading your first songs, even though you don't like it.
If they like it, I don't have a problem with that. But I just don't want to see it public if I uploaded it. I don't know. That's a different thing for me. If they want it, sure, they can enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, at least you know, appreciate people, you know, that people liking some of the stuff that you don't like.
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, people have different perspectives on things, you know. So,
sounds very filthy Frank, you know. He doesn't like his shit.
But we still love it. Papa Frank, come back.
Yes, Papa.
Hey, let's ask a question. Dasu, do you know Filthy Frank? This is a random question, I know.
Yeah,
she does, man. She actually covered fried noodles, apparently.
Killed my headset. Hang on. And yes, hello, hi. What happened?
So, covered fried noodles, so we have to dig that up. I heard it's in
what?
IG.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah, dude. Jesus,
well, not a cover, it's just a short, you know, snippet off the chorus.
Okay. Oh boy, here we go. Was there also somebody with a lycra suit involved in the production? No, not really. Okay. Well, let's continue then.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think, well, I'm going to try. Enemy came second. That's, like, for me, a good enough MV to, like, put out on YouTube. Because Enemy was a college project of mine in 2D animation. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I think Nakakapagpagpagabag came next. It was,
yeah, that
like,
was actually the first, that's actually one of the first videos that are on your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Actually.
It was my full-on debut as a Vocaloid producer, like, fully produced MV with proper mixed, you know, properly mixed track, master track, and all that.
But, yeah, actually, I was looking at this, Vocaloid video of yours, and while I was, you know, having a hard time saying the name, I kind of saw all the visual aspects match that of the web novel that you were writing as well.
Yeah.
And yung nakapagpaka
paradigm.
Na nabubulol rin daw sa nakapagbakababag. But
nakakapagbakababag.
I don't know.
pero yan yung ano eh, yan rin yung una kong yan yung unang video na napanood ko sa'yo. And that was it was really eye-catching, the visual, and then the audio is really easy. As someone not really into Vocaloid, I was amazed. Song? On the, I would just like to commend you on that. I would just say, it's fucking amazing, man. I was so good. So good.
What if, Jim, what if we made our own Vocaloid song?
I think that would just
what
be haunting.
What would it look like?
But,
What? It'd have to have a lot of, I don't know, something. I've been watching a lot of Breaking Bad lately.
I thought it would have a lot of leather, you know, like strap.
Yeah.
Spikes and shit.
Is this going to be a Gachi Muchi parody again, Jim? No.
Okay. No, but damn, the music. I was actually wondering what takes longer to make, a song or the music video?
The song.
A song.
Really?
Yeah.
Fine.
Because, like, the planning aspect of the song before you actually make it. Oh shit. It takes like months to squeeze an idea.
How much on average?
For a single track?
For a single track.
1 to 3 months.
1 to 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that is actually a lot of planning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the music comes first or the lyrics?
Yeah, no. The music comes first. Which is kind of weird for other producers because I've learned
why
make the lyrics first instead of like hearing it audibly, you know. Like, I don't know.
You mean to say that? So you mean to say that you come up with the melody first and then you put on the lyric?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I think you mentioned that you play by ear.
Yeah, I do.
That's why, unfortunately, Jim and I won't be able to get any of the music sheets. Not that we'd be able to play them either, if we had a chance. Jesus.
I was doing some stalking, and I saw this photo. I don't know if this is cosplay or, you know, just art.
Which
I think this was like, that was February last year. This is, are you doing cosplay as well? Or?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. This is legit. Do you design these props as well, or you know, the costume?
Yep.
Oh, hell yeah. All right, that was actually a an art related question, unfortunately.
<It's> okay.
Okay. All right, I got something. No, I'm looking at the hairstyle. I just saw this. I thought it was interesting. Like I saw like these 8 self caricatures. I think is how you would call it.
Yeah.
Different hairstyles in here.
Yep.
And what was the I like the caption here. The 2016 was you're a failure.
Yeah, that's where it started.
Yeah. And then
why
right
failure?
Under.
Because I don't know. I feel like one. Like, I just didn't... Because I have very high expectations of myself, I guess. And then I just didn't meet them, even though people are like, oh, you're so great, you're so good. Like, no, I don't believe you. Lie.
You still sort of feel that up to now, or
I could do better. That's what I'm thinking. Like, sure, but I'm contented.
Mm. Who are your biggest inspiration when it comes to music?
For Vocaloid, I think mainly since ever, I think Nero. I don't know if you're
Nero. You mean Nero?
No,
oh, you mean oh, you sorry, you mean Nero Nero Kajitsu.
No.
Jim. Jesus. What? Neru, what? Neru, Neru.
Neru. Just Neru.
Neru. Like, yeah. I'm just typed in Neru and I'm seeing, what the first thing I've seen are like,
oh, okay, okay.
Three fangs with a blood drop. Is this the one that you're talking about? Yeah.
I see.
And then I used to make like, progressive rock first before I did medium.
Okay, with Vocaloid.
Yeah, with Vocaloid.
I see. Wait. You're meaning to tell me that there are actual genres within Vocaloid, not just Vocaloid? What?
I mean, like jazzy stuff, rocky, that's like jazz.
Yeah, math stuff. Rock.
Wow. Yeah, okay, call me a dumbass. It's just that. Okay.
Do you know?
I was just a little surprised. Yeah.
Dustin, you know Kiko?
They're one of my friends, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, really like
that. And then I think I made a video or a movie when I was in high school, and then I came across what is that producer? Skrillex.
Dubstep.
Hell yeah.
Dubstep.
And then, like all year, that's what I've listened to.
Wow. Hey, Brian, maybe we should make the new DDF song made by Skrillex.
A very bass boosted trap remix.
DDF song.
To be fair, during the peak of Skrillex, you know, dubsteps was like a very new, you know, it's like a revived genre of techno music. I think techno was really some start. I don't know if they started in 90s, but around Skrillex time, that's the time that they reached the peak. Really quite good music too. So
yeah,
it's not bad. Yeah. I mean,
it's not bad for that time era.
Yeah, that time when we still wore these 2-inch thick bracelets, bags.
Yeah,
was that those bags with like too many zippers and shit?
Oh yeah. Man,
no, I had a sack bag, you know.
Part of time. Are you? Can you tell us more about Stellar Paradigm?
What it's like specifically? What?
How it started? The general specifics.
Okay, so I think Nakakapagbabagaba came first, and then I think 86 was second.
Okay,
that like heavily produced, and that's where it started. Like I tried to put the Stellar Paradigm brand after I wrote and produced 86, I think.
Mm-hmm. But hello, everybody. I just dropped off from the earth for a second there. Yeah, sorry.
I'm
concerned.
All right. What are we talking about again, Dasu?
I think before SB came to life, I think I've been writing stuff about it, but not having the title as Stellar Paradigm first. Mm-hmm. Like I did the story like whole first. By the way, Stellar Paradigm is finished 2018, Pa.
Yes, so, yes, that's right.
Yeah, I have been writing this for 4 years, and school, like
I like
Nagisa Baiko.
You know, for everybody who don't know what we're talking about, the novel Stellar Paradigm is pretty hip. Personally, I would say that it just in the first chapter alone, it contains a nuclear apocalypse.
Techno-necromancy.
It contains techno-necromancy and a man who discovered his apparent latent homosexuality. So, so yeah, you know, it's pretty good.
Live action.
No, I can't do it. No, you look like, wait, can you try to cosplay as August?
Wait, actually, I was thinking about this. Because, you know, I was
trying to play something. That's going to be too horrifying. No.
Wait, let me turn on the camera real quick. Oh, yeah. All right, I don't know.
I'm trying to visualize it right now.
Oh, you can't
visualize it. No, I'm trying to visualize it right now. You with the blonde curls and everything. Oh, that's... Ugh.
No, I just look like either Egg or Seth. I don't know, actually. So...
Well, maybe Seth, but you can't cosplay as a trap. No, that. Ooh.
All right,
you know, man. I run a good trap game. You don't know that.
All right. Let's go back. Let's go back to the web novel. What was your inspiration for the Stellar Paradigm?
Here we go. Okay, so everything that happened in Stellar Paradigm are like mirroring what happened to me in real life.
Ooh,
so those are experiences in a metaphorical way. So I didn't write them like explicitly saying or narrating what actually happened to me, but more of a what I felt about the situation that happened to me.
I'm not going to worry that you caused a nuclear meltdown or anything, right?
I have reasons to assume that you embody you identify as Deco, or maybe I'm wrong because I haven't read too much yet.
I'm on the last chapter already. It's just that I'm working 12 hours a day now. Well, it's just 4 chapters, man. I mean, come on, dude. You can read it yourself, right?
I got too high, man. I'm sorry.
You got too high on life. I know, man. You got too high on life. Me too, man. You know? Smell that morning air. Jesus. But yeah, go ahead. Please go ahead, Dasu. So Stellar Paradigm was inspired an abstraction to say of events that happen in your life.
Yeah, so I think when I wrote my characters, that's where like I write a piece of my personality to them. Mm. They're not technically me, and I can't say that I relate to this because this and that. It's more of a what, like a character, and that's what happened this year, like a specific month, that's what happened. And then I move on to another character, and that's like a specific memory of me. So I think
everyone's a piece of me.
Yeah, somehow, I think. But then I also put like fictional narratives of them. Oh, they're this, or they went to this, and they have a relationship with this kind of character that I like, you know, world building in some way. Mm-hmm. And then this might sound weird, because everything that I write or I wrote actually happened. And there are some chapters that I wrote that actually happened years later.
Oh,
I'm really surprised. Yeah. And I think, which one was that? I think I have a friend like told me, stop writing because you don't know like what would happen next. Yeah.
You don't know.
It's our chance to be on the death note. It's our chance to be...
You know, maybe we might end up in one of the books, Char. You know, just kidding. But maybe Jim.
Just want to die of an overdose. That's it. Just give me a good.
You know, when you were starting out back in 2013, so you said that this was just a hobby. You were just doing this in your spare time, I presume. No.
Mm-hmm.
How did you start out though? Like it was probably just on Facebook first, right? Mm-hmm. When you were starting off.
I don't really. I just post them. Like whoever likes it, sure. Thank you for that. I think I'm very shocked when PU came to me when Nakakapag reached like I think 600, like half a million in 3 to 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah, that's like my first. Like I didn't even expect it at all. So I was surprised. I'm not built for this. I think. But then.
Well.
Yeah.
But do you mean to say that you first started out on YouTube and then that came the Facebook, then the Instagram, then the Bandcamp and all that?
I think I did them at the same time.
At the same time, wow. Hell yeah. Jesus.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, here at the DDF, we can't even manage posting, not in Jupiter. Ryan over here. They do Ryan an excellent job of shit posting.
Yeah, our page consists of 20% live, 80% shit post.
That's right. Personally, I'm very amazed by the sheer volume of how much you've grown Stellar Paradigm by, and it's all based on Vocaloid, which I'd like to ask, in your own words, what is the appeal of Vocaloid songs? If I, for example, me, I'm like someone who wants to like get into Vocaloid, what would you tell me?
Go straight for nightcore version.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah. So what's
the wait? Do you ask? Are you asking me like what should I recommend you if you're like going in first?
The songs and then maybe like what does Vocaloid? Whoa. What's the appeal of Vocaloid for you?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think the appeal of it is very energetic, and I think some songs really have lyrics that touches your heart. And like some emotions you don't even know existed, it's just a hobby, honestly. Because you listen to music, and then you come across one, it's just like, oh, this is catchy in some way. I don't really understand it, but I like it.
I just like to focus more on the appeal of Vocaloid. You say it's very energetic, right?
Mm-hmm. Energetic.
Yeah, it's very energetic. How does that appeal? What do you think? How do you think that attracts Filipino listeners to your work, for example?
Okay, because I think right now there are already existing like small circles and a small group of people who already like Vocaloid. And
here in the Philippines, okay.
Yeah, here in the Philippines, and I think if they come across my work. Because they see Vocaloid and they see it's Filipino, which I'm guessing that they'd be interested in it, and yeah, that's it. The twist is like, you use Filipino to make the Vocaloid sing instead of the usual Japanese.
Tagalog, so that's why people would just oh shit Tagalog siya, you know.
I think the Vocaloid's gonna do a decent job for Tagalog.
I think they should, you know, I don't know. It's kind of similar.
Like Coma, for example, that song by Enzo. When I first heard it back in I think what was first year college, and I was listening. Is that Japanese? No, wait, that's Filipino. Hey.
I feel so damn stupid when I played that on Cytus, man. I didn't realize. This is definitely Japanese. Like I was just focusing on hitting the notes. I didn't,
So that's the main appeal, you think? Because it's all in Filipino now. Mm-hmm. That's why a lot of people are listening to it. Okay. When you were starting out, how different?
How was the scene?
Yeah.
Okay. I met Utitus first, like the Western fan base of Vocaloid. And I think I've been friends with them for a long time, but then suddenly they just grew up, they're adults now, and they're working, so no one's really talking about Vocaloid anymore. So I think I'm left with, like, this is what I do, and this is what I'm known for. And when I started, like, that's what the world is, I think, to me. I like what surrounded me at that time, like, I'm interested in that. And then... It's a very niche.
So are you saying it's live by the Vocaloid and die by the Vocaloid?
not like these
flakers. They started the scene and they left. No,
I'm
not
miss like them.
You know, people have other lives, you know. then they grow up and they have to do things, you know. But yeah, I think, but yeah, you know, so this is like what you like to do, Vocaloid. This is why you stick with
it.
And now you're trying to grow it into like.
Yeah, I think it's just I use Vocaloid because it's very efficient for me if I can't record at the time, if I don't have like the schedule to make time to record or wait for people.
Let's talk about the music, your nakapag pagkababag. Oh, it's really hard to say.
Almost got it. Man.
Almost, man. Almost it's like one of the highest viewed music video of yours. What's the what? Can you tell us more the background about the song?
Okay, what it is. When I was starting with it, I made this in the Pentium laptop that I was talking about.
Damn.
Yeah. And yeah, I was using After Effects. Oh, God. Okay. So, I was really petty when I was in college.
Okay.
I really like the idea of revenge that didn't turn out to, like, you didn't take action on the revenge, but you're just thinking about it. Like, I think...
Oh, yeah.
Jim
should know that.
I know. I know that very well.
I want to, like... point out that that's very dangerous, and I think people are missing the point when I elaborate about anger, so I want to talk about that.
Okay.
And and like,
let's go.
I think anger as much as happiness and or love, it talk should be it. Too like you know not
yeah,
many
people
yeah not many people even. Can control like anger, I guess.
Yeah, because like, anger is like a Anger
I just
is
have
a very ugly side of other people. You know, that's why people don't want to be like, don't want to talk about it, I guess. Because for me, for example, whenever I'm angry, I'm just like, I'm angry.
And then when you're angry, you talk to me, and I love listening. I just love angry people. You know,
that's nice. Well, yeah, that's where I got it essentially.
I see. Yeah.
So, why the theme of anger for the song? What did?
Cause love is so overrated. I hate it.
Oh,
wait.
Like it's always on the mute. No.
You happen to listen to Marilyn Manson?
No. It's kind of true though. Mm-hmm. Like love is like the most common theme. Yeah, I understand why. Is it really a choice of yours that you want in Tagalog?
I don't think it sounds good in English. I think there are some songs that I made that sounds good in English only, and there are specific songs that I like, Tagalog would be fitting.
For the language, like, much better because of the tone and all that.
Yeah, so, and syllabication too. Yeah.
I'm gonna be a little quiet because there's a broadcast happening right next to me right now.
Holy shit! There we go. He's in a hostage situation again.
There we go. No. Yes, it's the Stockholm. It's a Stockholm situation right over again. Yes.
But one of the what I really found interesting about Vocaloid was how sometimes it sounds so energetic, but the lyrics are so damn grim.
It's so dark. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I like it too.
It makes my pee-pee hard, but okay.
But,
what was that?
But regarding to the Vocaloid, isn't really the common theme for Vocaloid? Like, it always need to be energetic, you know, really up, like an upbeat, even though the lyrics are very grim, or like, say, a la Marilyn Manson, anger type things.
No, I think I've listened to some songs that are like very calm, jazz even. Ooh. Or swing, it fits Vocaloid too.
Wow, naked po.
Right.
Oh yes.
So.
Hindi po.
Speak right there.
Somebody else was talking me. Was talking to me. Sorry.
All right, no problem. I'll cut it out. Yeah. It's my job to cut that shit out.
let's leave it in. Keep the jank in.
keep the office atmosphere in. Jesus. Oh, Dasu, what's this statement on your website? Talking about how you release content under the advantage of other people who are passionate about asking any specific details. So I would figure something like that happened in the past. What kind of lessons have those experiences taught you? Lessons that you want other people seeking to get into the art industry ought to know? Mm-hmm.
This is so hard to answer because it depends on the people who you're with, especially in really? The music industry, because I didn't know that that's like crab mentality, like massively. To start, like, if you have friends, then it's good that you build everyone up. But if you have, like, if you're thinking of going big or signing to a label or some stuff like that, you should be careful of, you know, signing and reading your contracts, because there will be a time that the thing that you're following, you don't have any control of anymore, and advantage of you. It's too late to get out, and oh man.
Before we ask this, I've been asking this question ever since when did I start this? Nikki episode, right? Miko?
Yeah, that's right.
Who is Das behind Stellar Paradigm and Dasu itself?
I'm just an alcoholic sleepyhead.
Alcoholic sleepyhead? Damn.
What kind of alcohol? Are you a gin person or a brandy person?
I'm a whiskey person.
Whoa, yeah. What's your favorite whiskey?
I can't choose, really.
Oh, no.
What's your favorite whiskey?
Oh no!
I mean, there's no correct answer. I mean, this is preferences.
I don't know any whiskey, I guess.
Oh, I'm a Jim Beam kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Jim Beam.
You know, strictly whiskey.
Not really strictly. I could drink the only alcohol that I don't drink is goddamn tequila. I have a bad experience with tequila. but whiskey is really good for me. I love it. I prefer it more than beer, actually. It's so surprising that you're into alcohol too, and whiskey, and whiskey.
There's a dark story behind that. That will be in your Patreon.
Oh, sure. If you want, you can talk about it, and then we'll not put it on the general release. We'll just put it on Patreon.
sure, I'm good. Yeah,
let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah, later. Yeah. All the dark parts, I will. Yeah.
Or Jim rambles.
I won't.
Yeah, well, Jim rambles, I would like to say, Dasu, thank you so much for being a part of our podcast.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Damn.
Really, it's really amazing. I mean, first time we talked to a Vocaloid artist, someone who actually.
More unique.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we hope
only because I have to record from the fucking newsroom.
Yeah, we could hear the anchors right now celebrating another fake news afternoon. Just kidding.
I would just have to let you know I am not in any way affiliated with Jim.
Who is Jim? What the hell?
I don't know who Jim is either.
Fuck you.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, before we end the podcast, we would like to thank Dasu for being here on our podcast. And I want you guys to understand this is our new episode for the year 2021. It's quite rumbling, but hey, we're managing. Yeah.
We're trying.
Get back in.
How are you?
Yeah, we're trying, and everyone should.
Yeah.
2020 really was a bad year, but at least, you know, we survived a plethora of important events that will be watched in the next 10 years, and we'll all be laughing about it. But yeah, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, the DDF Show. We'll be uploading our past episodes there and some other vlogs that you might want to watch. And past episodes, actually. We also uploaded there our Iron Meme. You know, whose meme will reign supreme. Find out in Iron Meme. We uploaded it last December. It's really cool. It's a real cool competition that we held, and we actually gave out some really cool prizes right there. And Yeah. You may also want to follow our Facebook page, the DDF Show, if you want to be well informed to our latest shit posting. Most of the time is either the Bolsinas or Lastic Man, depends on our mood. And we also do live streams every Sunday on the DDF, on our DDF page on Facebook. We'll be talking about the latest and the greatest that is happening all around the world. We can also follow the what?
Greatest simpery.
Yeah, the simpery depends. And we might actually some of our past podcast guests might drop in there and join us on our live stream. So keep a lookout on that. And we also have our Instagram. That's where we actually upload the matinong content. I don't know what's that called in English, because I'm bad at English. Yeah, we post updates on the DDF. We post updates on Instagram. Follow us on the DDF Show on Instagram. Yeah, that's it. So, anything else you might want to say, Papa Nut and Jim?
Just nothing like a good nut.
Yeah.
Boy. Stay woken ba yun?
Before we say that. Anything you want to promote pala before we end, Dasu?
Subscribe to these guys. I don't know. Yeah, that's it. I don't want to promote anything.
Wow.
No. Doesn't need to promote, right?
Well, no.
Not to promote. Already, the what?
She's already the queen.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to say something, you know, to cap it all off.
Just do what you want to do and believe in yourself, I guess.
Don't be
some corny shit. Don't be. No. You can be sad. It's okay.
It's okay to cry, right?
It's okay to cry. Just don't do dumb shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's it.
It's the dumb shit where it's at, actually. But you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Right. So, yeah, this is the DDF Show. Stay safe. Stay woke. And ulit nga natin. Sabi?
Stay broke.
Stay woke, stay woke, stay broke, and say no to drugs.